poll, Republican David Young ahead of Democrat incumbent in bid to retake Iowa's 3rd District. By Sean Moran on July 21, 2020. Former Representative David Young, RYA, is leading Representative Cindy Axne, DYA, in Iowa's 3rd Congressional District, according to a poll released Tuesday. The Torrance Group conducted a poll on behalf of the Young campaign and the National Republican Congressional Committee, NRCC, which found Young beating Axne 44-43%, while 6% of voters prefer a Libertarian Brian Jack Holder and 7% remain undecided. Further, the poll found Young has improved his chances of taking back the seat compared to a March poll. In March, Axne and Young were tied at 48% each, with 5% of voters that remain undecided. The survey also found that a majority of voters, or 57%, approve of President Donald Trump's handling of the economy. That number has not moved all year and remains strong, the survey memo read. The Torrance Group wrote that Iowa's 3rd Congressional District represents one of the best opportunities for Republicans to take back a Democrat-held seat. One of the best chances for taking back a congressional seat in 2020 is right here. Young is slightly ahead in the contest today. The rematch between Axne and Young is within the margin of error. But it is significant that a Libertarian candidate does not diminish Young's chances at regaining the seat. Axne defeated Young during the 2018 midterm elections by 2.2 percentage points. The Torrance Group has also conducted polls for other battleground districts, which found that House Republicans' congressional candidates have gained increasing momentum ahead of the 2020 congressional elections. The group found that former Representative Scott Taylor, RVA, is tied with Representative Elaine Luria, DBA, in Virginia's 2nd congressional district. Another recent poll found that former NFL Super Bowl champion Burgess Owens, RUT, leads Representative Ben McAdams, DUT, in Utah's 4th congressional district. Although Democrats control 3 of the 4 congressional districts in Iowa, Republicans have increasing momentum that could help them retake the state's swing districts. Iowa Secretary of State Paul Pattey announced in July that Iowa Republicans had surpassed Democrats in active voter registration. Jeff Kaufman, the chairman of the Iowa GOP, said in a statement in July that the Iowa Republican Party has only continued to increase its grassroots network across the state. With enthusiasm on our side, Republicans will only continue to increase our voter registration advantage in the coming months. This is why ground games are important. While Sleepy Joe and the Democrats picked up and left the state immediately after the caucuses, the Trump campaign has been on the ground since last fall, speaking with Iowans and getting them registered to vote. In fact, they have already made 1 million voter contacts. He added, "There's no doubt we are in a good position to keep Iowa red in November." Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.